cabinetry, you want it to not only look beautiful, but it's got to last for years. It's got to be functional. And Randy and his team is going to be able to help you find that one that fits your budget and your design. Professional floor covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And this morning here on Hometown Today, we are joined by UW Extension Dodge County, and it's Marie Witzel back in studio with us. It's been a little bit of time since we got to talk to you. How have you been?
It's been great. We had a busy summer, and now we're kicking off the fall.
We are, and it's a great time to have you because it's National 4-H Week.
It is. National 4-H Week is celebrated October 5th to the 11th all across the country with all kinds of things happening in all communities throughout the United States. And I was really excited yesterday. We have a dean's exchange, and the dean was sharing the governor proclaimed, so Tony Evers proclaimed National 4-H Week in Wisconsin and shared some information on our proclamation, and it was pretty darn exciting. So it's a great time to be starting in the 4-H program.
I love to hear that. So this is like brand new. This has only come out relatively recent here from Governor Evers?
Yeah, he only does this right now because it's National 4-H Week across the country, and so he wanted to make sure that everybody in the state of Wisconsin knew that it was National 4-H Week, and it's a great time to, you know, recognize the 4-H program in the state of Wisconsin. Did you know that there's over 1,100 4-H clubs and groups across the state? And there's a lot of, we can't do this by ourselves. So there's one educator in the county, right? But there are about 26,000 people in the 4-H program involved as volunteers. And then we Wow. have a lot of members across the whole state of Wisconsin. So it's really exciting time to be talking about 4-H and celebrating the program that we have here in Dodge County.
Well, the last 15 months have been really illuminating to me because I'm a city slicker. I'm from an area where 4-H wasn't talked about. So this was brand new about 15 months ago for me. I understand in Beaver Dam and this surrounding area, it's not for a lot of people. But for whatever reason, if people aren't aware of what 4-H is, can you explain a little bit about what the club does, what it does for young people, and why it's so important?
Well, so if young people join a 4-H club, and then there's 22 of them in the county, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But so they join a club. They pick out some projects, which are their sparks. And again, we'll have a little conversation about that a little bit later on as well. But they can do anything in 4-H. And so that's the one thing that I think is really exciting about being in 4-H is that you don't have to live on a farm or be involved. You could live in an apartment in Beaver Dam and be active in the 4-H program in Dodge County because we have all kinds of different things happening. And I just asked this question earlier this morning. I had my support staff send me something. The largest project in Dodge County is photography.
Really?
That's the biggest thing that people do. And there's not, well, I guess, okay, the third largest project last year was beef. So, you know, there was an animal project. But in the top 10, things like photography, art, we have 125 Cloverbode, which is our kindergarten through second grade members that join the 4-H and learn a little bit about it. And then they can continue on as regular members in third through 13th grade. Woodworking is very popular. Drawing and painting is very popular. Dairy's number 8, so again, a farm project. But then foods and nutrition and swine. So there's a lot of really fun things to do in 4-H that you would not necessarily think about. In fact, I had some sparks at the fair, and I'll share some of those. But Legos is a big growing project that young people are working on. So I'm working with a company here in town to be able to offer a Lego opportunity for young people. So
I want to get in on that.
It's exciting. So as we're looking at National 4-H Week, 4-H gives young people tools to lead and innovate and make a difference. That is really the big key is like, yes, there are projects and they're involved in those, but they're learning these leadership skills and being able to talk to people. And some of the skills that I don't think about as much, but really it's affecting young people more now is like, they can't talk to people.
Yeah.
And so we have to figure out how to help them learn that they can go and talk to people. And even we have member experiences happening. So kids are applying for to go on some trips and some fun things that are happening. And while that's happening, they apply. So they're practicing their skills of writing a resume and a cover letter. But then they come to an interview with a couple of adult volunteers and learn those interview skills so that they're better prepared to go out into the world after they graduate from high school, whether they choose to go on to college or a tech school or just get a job. They have some of those skills to be able to step up and get in that area and be able to succeed.
Yeah, and that's something too that I feel like in every industry, people's skills, they never go out of style, and you need those. And it always impressed me that 4-H puts such an emphasis on the public speaking, on how you present yourself, how you're able to present a idea or something to a group of people. So yeah, it's a fun, it's scary, but it's a fun scary, and these kids seem to be doing a really great job with it.
Yeah, and they start doing that right away when they're in third grade. So I think about like the pledge. They do the pledge at the meeting, and everyone does it together. And so if you're in third grade and you don't know the pledge, you can learn it from some of those older youth that are involved in the program. And so that's really exciting as well, is they get that little bit of mentorship and somebody to say, hey, you're doing this okay. You know, you might not do it as well as you hoped that you were, but you're on the right track. And so that's really exciting as well.
It sure is. And I, you know what's exciting is that I have you for the rest of the show too. So you get used to being here and getting badgered by Wally. I hope you're ready for it.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Well, perfect. We're going to find out if she is. Right on the other side of the break, you're on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. Hi, this is Sandy. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. Push another button and your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. We can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th.
Join your Hire Insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 1110 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hire Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. We'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Hire Insurance, every Friday at 1110 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We're joined this morning by Marie Witzel, the Positive Youth Development Educator with UW Extension Dodge County. And we're here celebrating 4-H Week today. Great time to have you in. And I want to dive in first of all today because we were talking a little bit before we got on. One of the initiatives here, it's the I'm going to get there, Marie. Are you ready for this? Third time's the charm. Let's young people learn through doing. We got there. I kind of said it. Can you explain a little bit to me what you mean by that? The actual process of showing these kids instead of teaching them, I guess, letting them make mistakes on their own and learn. Well, what does that mean for 4-H and how they go about this?
So that's like our national slogan is learn by doing. And so one of the things we talk about is like, you can tell somebody how to do something. You can tell them how to make a hot dish, and they may or may not get that. But if they're doing it with you, if they're doing the activity while with you as an adult, kind of mentoring them and giving them the chance to do that, they're going to learn a lot more. And then they're going to retain that information. Because if you look at information, you know, the theory of youth development type of things, that's what one of the things they talk about is that if kids are doing it, they retain that information like 90% more than if they just read it or if they just listen to somebody talk about it. So it's really important that you get that hands-on learning. And I think that's one of the things that young people really appreciate about 4-H is that it's that non-formal education. So we're still doing the education, but just not in a classroom setting necessarily, out in the actual you know, if you're going to teach your animal to do something, you're going to have to be out there and doing it with them, and not they're not just going to learn it through osmosis. So that's really exciting. And we encourage young people to reflect and apply on what they've learned in situations. So, like, one of the things that I talk about often is, like, we have kids, people that do judging contests with animals. And I was telling you about that a little bit earlier that I might just touch on this story. So we have 4-H members in Dodge County that actually had to leave the county fair the last day of the fair and go down to a state judging contest because they were in the top two in our region. So they go down to this state contest, and lo and behold, they end up second place in this state contest. Second place means that you go to a national contest in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania in September.
Get out. So that's coming up.
No, well, they...
September is very fast. They already... That's crazy to me. Sorry, I just got caught up in how fast the year is going.
It's crazy, yeah. So in September, these four young people went with a couple of coaches out to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and did some dairy judging and got fourth at that contest.
They got fourth nationally.
Uh-huh. And they won in a variety of different, you know, like they exceeded in a variety of different places. So like somebody may have been really good in oral reasons, or somebody may have been good on the Guernsey side or the Brown Swiss side, you know, in different categories. But overall, they ended up fourth. And the interesting thing too is that so the team that got first got to go to the World Dairy Expo last week, and they did really well also. And so it's one of those things where we teach the young kids how to judge, and they go out and they judge the cattle, and they come back and they're really successful and they do well. Well, then what the coach said to me is, we weren't even back to Wisconsin, and they wanted to know when Dairy Bowl practice starts, because that's the next contest that's coming up in
the
dairy. Yeah, because you get that success. You succeed at something, and then you want to go on and do something else. So it's really exciting for them. And where I was going with that is that, so I talk about with adults the principle of, so yes, they can go and judge dairy cattle, but what they're learning in that skill set is that they can transfer that to something else. So all of a sudden, they're 16-year-olds, and they need to go buy a car. So they can go to the car lot and say, okay, this car gets really good gas mileage, but this car really has kids today really like a good sound system.
Oh, yeah. The bass is going crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So then it's the same thing of comparing your dairy cattle. You're comparing your cars when you're on that car lot and picking out the one that's going to be the best for what you need at the time. And it's not a lifelong, like, you're not going to live with that car forever, but you know, at the time when I'm 16, I want this really cool, you know, my daughter said, I would like a convertible Mustang. So we searched and found a convertible Mustang, you know. But even now, buying a new car, she's looking at all the different options about what's going to be a good car for her to drive. She has to drive a little further for work. So what does that look like? What's the best
maybe
car?
Maybe it's time to get a car with better fuel efficiency.
Or better tires for
better
the winter.
Tires for winter.
You know, kind of one that's going to be a four-wheel drive instead of quite so low to the ground type of thing. You know, so kids are learning those skills, but then what excites us as educators is that how can they reflect on what they've learned in the project and apply it to something else in the world that's going to affect them later on. So that's really exciting too.
Well, it is. And there's so many things going back, and this will be the last thing, and we'll shift over to our next one. We got a lot to talk about today.
We do.
But it reminds me too, because there's so many times you go back and you look in your own personal life where you might be taught something, but you're not like doing it yourself. And then your eyes glaze over any questions and you're scared to look like a fool, so you don't say anything. And then you're behind the eight ball from the beginning. When you're doing it yourself, even if you fail, it's a learning experience. You learn even through those failures. And I love that kind of philosophy of kind of learn by doing.
Well, and that's one of the things that I learned early on in my career, even though I was a lifelong 4-H'er. So I started in 4-H before Clover Buds were cool. So, but, you know, like my family, I was the youngest. So I went to 4-H meetings, even though there wasn't a Clover Bud program at the time. But that was one of the important things, is that young people say we need to have that opportunity to learn so that we can learn if we're failing or doing something. And if the adults just sweep in and make it happen for them, then they're not necessarily learning. And so I had an experience where a group didn't plan an event, and they're like, why didn't that happen? And I said, well, no one stepped forward that wanted to take initiative to make that happen. And so I wasn't going to do it for you. That's not your opportunity to learn. So that gave them kind of the opportunity to go, oh, yeah, okay, if we want to do that, we got to plan this and we got to figure out and make that happen. So it was an exciting aha moment, I think, for me as a young educator to see that the young people were figuring that out and learning how to succeed.
Well, see, that is a perfect segue too, because I wanted to talk a little bit about how 4-H does empower the youth. And it sounds like that was a great example right there, where you're even already finding out as a young educator how you got to go about this and how these kids are going to best learn. So how do you guys support, how do you empower outside of the reasons that you just said?
So one of our focuses of youth development is on belonging, mastery, independence, and generosity. So the four kind of key essential elements, we call them. And so young people belong to a 4-H club, and so they kind of, you know, get some connections in their club, and they start to work on their projects, and all of a sudden they're learning that they are mastering some of those projects as they get older, because they learned the basics when they started and maybe had a supportive adult or even a supportive older youth member helping them along the way. And then they were mastering some skills, and then they gained some of that independence. And I think one of the places that I really think about focusing that is on like day camps and things that we offer, especially in the summertime. So our day camps are often for younger kids, kindergarten through fifth graders, and they come and they get some independence from their parent to be able to make some choices on their own and
grow up a little bit.
Exactly. Mom's not here to help me, you know, make sure that I, you know, do whatever I need to do at dinner time or whatever it may be, wash my hands or whatever. But we probably have an adult there to remind you that you should wash your hands. You've been playing out on the playground. Wash your hands before you eat dinner type of thing. So they gain some of that independence. And then the generosity piece really comes in when it's a community service. We think about young people looking at the community and saying, you know what? What are some needs that we have? And I'll talk a little bit about this community service, because statewide, Sunday was really a kickoff day of community service and thinking about some community service activities across the state in Wisconsin.
Good way to kick off the National 4-H Week.
Exactly. And the state has something every day of the week that we've been doing. So, you know, wearing green on Monday and all those different things. But here in Dodge County, ironically in Beaver Dam, the 4-H Club Highland Prairie decided to enter the 4-H community service It wasn't really a contest. It was a recognition of doing some community service during National 4-H Week. So their club, I think, meets tonight.
Okay.
Out at Prairie View. And what they chose to do at their last meeting was that they wanted to do a food drive. So that's their community service activity that they're doing, is a food drive. And they entered it, they registered it as a state, as a part of the state community service program, and got an additional gift card from a state anonymous donor.
Oh, wow.
So that they can amp up, so they will bring whatever they're going to bring as their community service for the food pantry somewhere here in Beaver Dam, I'm sure, because their club meets here in Beaver Dam. And then plus another $50 that they can, you know, add to, I guess.
That's fantastic.
And so, yeah, it gives them a great opportunity to do that. But 4-H also teaches some great skills like teamwork, problem solving, positive communications. And so we're getting ready for officer training later in the month where they kind of learn how to lead their club. And some of that is learning those teamwork skills and the communication as an officer team, and how they can lead their club. And so that's pretty exciting, as well as that's coming up with that training. So,
well, I'm excited to hear how that goes. I know we have plenty of very talented right here in our area in Beaver Dam, and that I've got to watch. So rooting to hear all these success stories. We do have to take a break real quick, but when we come back, we got to dive into how the 4-H'ers are celebrating National 4-H Week. We got to talk about this program that you've hinted at a few times, the Spark program. I'm excited for that, hear how that works. But that'll be right on the other side of the break here with more Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is a special report from the ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is convening his cabinet for a ratification vote on phase one of the peace deal reached with Hamas.
It was 2 years ago this week that Hamas attacked Israel, killing 1,200 people, taking 250 hostage. Since then, Israel's response, killing more than 67,000 Palestinians, including 20,000 children, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. Gaza decimated.
ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostage Square in Tel Aviv.
We've seen celebrations here, singing, dancing, the Israeli flag, the American flag, signs saying we love you, Trump. In the words of one mother of a hostage, saying I can be a mother who hugs her son again.
Once the Israeli cabinet signs off on the deal, the hostage release and prisoner exchange is expected to happen, probably Monday. This is ABC News.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. A Mayville man is sentenced to 5 years in prison this week for killing his roommate in 2019. David Allhands pleaded no contest to homicide by negligent use of a weapon. 5 years is the maximum sentence allowed under state law. He'll spend another 5 years under extended supervision. The victim was Nicholas Drewke, who graduated from Beaver Dam High School in 2007, served in the Army, and graduated from college in Texas. The government shutdown may raise the cost of health insurance. Tax credits that help millions of Americans afford their insurance are set to expire at the end of the year if the government doesn't reopen. That could make health insurance unaffordable for as many as 4 million Americans. That's what healthcare advocate Alex Jacquez tells sister station 620 WTMJ. Wisconsin secured temporary funding after federal support was cut to services for deafblind children and young adults statewide. The U.S. Department of Education cited policy changes. After that, Wisconsin got a sub-grant from the National Center for Deafblindness to continue for 1 year. The Department of Public Instruction program serves 170 students statewide. The Beaver Dam Area Community Foundation has given out $352,000 since it was created 6 years ago. President Tom Heffron says the foundation is built on the idea that local giving creates local impact. The foundation's goal is to meet community needs and strengthen the capacity of local nonprofits. Meals on Wheels in Beaver Dam is looking for volunteer drivers. Meals are prepared by Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam and delivered across the community. Schedules can be as flexible as you need them to be. The time commitment is typically only about 1 hour a month. There's more information at DailyDodge.com. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers couldn't get the job done last night, falling 4-3 to the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Chicago scored four times off Quinn Priester in the bottom of the first, and that held up as they hold on. Jake Bowers got it to within one with a solo blast in the seventh inning, but that was it. Game 4 of the series set for tonight, 7:30 the broadcast time on 95.3 WBEV. The Packers back on the practice field yesterday. A couple of injured players, three to be exact. Christian Watson, lineman Zach Tom, and lineman Aaron Banks all practiced on Wednesday. Also, as known, Joe Flacco, who beat the Packers as a member of the Browns a couple weeks back, will start for the Bengals on Sunday. That's a 3:25 kickoff on 95.3 WBEV. Badgers host Iowa Saturday. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff at the camp. Bucks host Detroit tonight at Fiserv Forum in a preseason matchup. 6:30 the broadcast time on 14:30. ESPN Beaver Dam. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Prairie Ridge Health makes it easier than ever to get your annual screening mammogram. Every Tuesday in October, Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus offers walk-in screening mammograms from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment and no referral necessary. If you're over 40 and due for your annual mammogram, stop by. We are here for you. Learn more and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
The All-Star Request Show with Jeff and Cindy Lou on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 66. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, slight chance of rain showers, lows around 44. Overcast skies tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers, high temperatures reach up to 70. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 48 degrees.
This week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week is Julian Espinoza of Beaver Dam. The senior competes on the Golden Beavers boys soccer and track teams. Advice you'd give a freshman is just have fun. You only have 4 years of high school sports. Take it seriously, but never allow yourself to lose the joy you get from playing. After graduation, he plans to attend school for electrical engineering. Congratulations to Julian Espinoza, Beaver Dam. He's this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
With the fall cold, sometimes a nice warm hug feels great. St. Vincent de Paul wants you to know that our pantry shelves are in need of a hug from our community. Their need is great and their supply is small. Make a difference in your community by donating unwanted food items from your fall cleaning. Got unopened food and beverages that you know you won't use? Help someone in need. Drop it off at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. We all appreciate your help.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Join Visiting Angels for Senior Soundwaves this Saturday morning at 8:30. Get to know M.T. Connolly, an elder rights advocate who discusses her career and her new book, Navigating Care, Safety, Money, and Meaning Later in Life. That's Senior Soundwaves, presented by Visiting Angels on WBEV.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? Well, McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown is having a mattress sale. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beautyrest and Symbol mattresses made here in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for their quality and comfort. But a good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping. Think about that, a third of your life. That makes your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you will make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. They can also help arrange for the disposal of your old mattress set. So stop in today for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, celebrating 167 years where customers matter and quality counts. But hurry in, sale ends October 18th. We head back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio and more with Wally Lukashinsky.
Thank you very much, Kale, and welcome back here to Hometown Today. Marie Witzel, the positive youth development educator with UW Extension Dodge County, is in the building to talk National 4-H Week. Marie, we've got a lot to talk about, not a ton of time, so I want to hand it over here, talk a little bit of how Dodge County youth thrive through 4-H, and with this being National 4-H Week, how it highlights local impact.
So one of the really exciting things is that in the state, we have been doing a thriving evaluation of our young members between the ages of 13 and 19 in the 4-H program. And in 2024, the young people in Dodge County reported high levels of engagement, belonging, and personal growth. 85% of the youth said that they were passionate about things in 4-H. 92% agreed that 4-H gives them an opportunity to explore something they really care about. 90% said that they feel safe and supported in the 4-H program. And 88% said that they feel like they matter in 4-H, which I think is really important. So, and part of that is because of those supporting adult relationships and opportunities to lead and make decisions that we were talking about earlier. But one of the cool things that we're focusing on in 4-H this year, and we kind of had a revamp in the state of our 4-H project guide and really focusing on finding your spark. And so sparks are what we talk about with our 4-H members of, it's something that you're passionate about, something that you are really excited to learn more about and develop more knowledge about that area. And so I shared this really cool roadmap with you, Wally, that you can look at. But kids really have to kind of follow it along and ask themselves questions, and then they figure out which area of these big seven areas, we call it, where they fit. And so they can, if they like working with animals, then they're going to pick ag and animal science. But if they like spending time outside, maybe they like environmental or outdoor education or plant and soil science. But if they really like to be indoor more and they like creating delicious foods, decorating their room, then maybe there's a passion about the family home and health projects. And so it just kind of takes them all over. And then things like back when I was in 4-H a long time ago, they didn't even have STEM, which is the science, technology, engineering, and math. And so that's something that's a little bit new and a little bit different. And then, of course, the expressive arts, which I was very involved with as a 4-H member and, you know, learned that I could get up on the stage and share some great passion with people across the country. And then, obviously, leadership and community is the other big area that we talk about. But one of the things that I got to do this week that was really fun and exciting is that we kicked off our Cloverbud Spark Seekers series.
Ooh, and tell me a little bit what that is.
Well, we're helping those Cloverbuds, kindergarten through second graders, learn about what their sparks may be. So they're seeking their sparks areas. And so on Tuesday, we actually have a book called Jax Finds His Talent. And the author is a former 4-H educator, Tammy. And so she joined us for that series and read the book to the young people. And then we talked a little bit about what Jax learned and how Jax found his talent. Jax is the dog. That's the main character in the book. And So we got to talk a little bit about those sparks and where things fit. And so it was really an exciting time to watch the clover buds kind of start to understand that. But then next Tuesday, so we're doing this series for 4 weeks in October. Next Tuesday, I get to teach. And so I'm going to share my sparks in ag and animal science and expressive arts. So they're going to do a couple of different activities around those topics. And so it's just a lot of fun. It's fun to see the young people as they start to develop and learn. And so one of the things that I did this summer at County Fair is I took some of those large project areas that we had in the program and asked young people to share their sparks in those projects with people that were visiting the county fair. And so I had a young person that her spark is in archery, and she's done pretty well in the last few years and gone to the national competition.
Wow.
And so she was able to share that spark and tell people how she got involved in archery project. And one of the things that was really fun for me, and I think back to this whole what you can have in Beaver Dam, right? Because we're in Beaver Dam. One of the project members is really passionate about her cavies project, you know, the guinea pigs and those small kind of pocket pet type things. And she shared the information about what you need to have. And she had a long-haired guinea pig at home and a short-haired one at the fair. So she actually groomed her before she knew what day she was going to talk. That she was going to be, you know, kind of answering questions. So she groomed her long-haired animal at home and brought in some of the fur so that kids could see how much different the fur was on her long-haired guinea pig as opposed to her short-haired guinea pig that she actually had at the fair. And it was just amazing to watch these young people who have developed their sparks into being older youth in the program, but sharing what they know about those projects and what they have learned over, you know, 10 years in 4-H about their projects that they're sharing with young people. Well, so it was really exciting.
Well, it's one of those, even in whether it's in 4-H, whether it's life in general, when you see somebody who founds that spark in life, they help other people find their sparks. So yeah. Like seeing these kids know what they love, they're going to help other kids do it too with that passion and the excitement that they present this information with.
Well, and the cool thing too is like the young person is maybe attracted to come to that area because they can pet this animal or whatever, but then mom and dad are usually with them at the county fair, right? So then they're asking questions about, okay, so what kind of barn or space do I need to have if I'm going to raise a sheep? You know, because you don't need a big space as much maybe if you're just raising a sheep for a few months or, you know, not having it as a year-round program. But then it may develop into, okay, now I'm lambing my own
when you
sheep
get that
at
itch,
my house. Yeah.
You're like, I want to be a part of this all the time.
Exactly.
Well, so, I imagine that happens quite a bit with 4-H. And we do only have a few minutes left, so I do want to highlight the clubs that we do have in the area. I'm going to Vanna White this for everybody watching on Daily Dodge TV. So, Maria, I'm going to give you the mic here and let you explain what they're going to be seeing.
So the exciting thing is that there are 22 4-H clubs across Dodge County. That's where our 630 members come from. So you can see they're all over in all kinds of different communities. And if you go to our webpage at dodge.extension.wis.edu, you can see all of those different clubs, and we actually have this on there, so you can see where the clubs are located in the county, and then we also list like the general leader and maybe, you know, who's one of the leaders that you can call and ask questions because you want to find out when they're going to meet and when you can come and visit those clubs. But they meet all different nights, and so sometimes you might say, oh, you know what? My family joined Lipsick because that was the town hall where we paid our taxes, right? So that's where I figured, oh, that must be where we, you know, where we connect. But what we found out is our kids went to school in Columbus. So it was a little bit of a different mix, is that it was easier for us to switch to that club in Columbus because all the kids had a band concert on the same night instead of, you know, so when you're going to miss a club meeting, you're going to miss it with a few other people that are in band as well. And so it made it a little bit easier to connect during the school day with some of the kids that you wanted to be a part of. Plus, sometimes it's fun for kids. They go, oh, I want to be in the Dairy Project. Well, you don't want to be in the Dairy Project by yourself, only one from your club. So you want to find a club maybe that where there's a couple more kids that know something about dairy. So, you know, that's that's an opportunity as well. So feel free to reach out to the extension office. If you don't remember that it's dodge.extension.wis.edu, you can call us 920-386-3790. That number again, 920-386-3790. Or I say just Google Dodge Extension.
It's the easiest thing in the world. That was the first time when I had you in. That's how I found you. One Google, just Dodge County, UW Extension. Boom, it's right there.
Yeah, you just want to make sure that you're in Wisconsin and not Dodge County, Minnesota, or North Dakota, or any place like that.
It's not going to help you out much.
Yeah, no, not if you want to be in here and join. No. So thanks for having me. This was a great opportunity to share some of our highlights of National 4-H Week. It continues. It ends tomorrow. And if you have not checked out our Extension Facebook page, Extension Dodge County, I think is the Facebook page. We have had highlights of different things all week, every day, each week, like wearing green on Monday. So you can see some pictures of some 4-H'ers or 4-H leaders in there doing their thing. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, thank you for coming in today. I had a blast talking with you. And happy National 4-H Week. We're going to continue to celebrate that here, of course. But until next time, we're excited to have you back in. I'm sure it'll be a few months. I feel like We got to have a little Wally Marie time from time to time here.
Exactly.
It's all you can do.
It is. All right, so have a great fall season. And if you're going to enroll now. And if you have questions about enrollment, feel free to call our office.
Well, that's Marie Witzel, positive youth development educator with UW Extension Dodge County. We're going to take one final break today. When we come back, Kayla and I are going to remind you what's going on here in the area. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3. WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get ready because magic and mischief is back at the Market at Beaver Dam's Fall Fest this Saturday, October 11th from 9 a.m. to noon. Bring the kids for face painting and balloon animals, as well as painting pumpkins, beanbag toss, and even pumpkin bowling. While you're outside, shop the huge outdoor produce sale, locally grown pumpkins and squash, plus apples, onions, potatoes, and fresh cranberries, as well as pears, just to name a few. All your fall favorites are in one place. And inside the store, it's one day only savings you don't want to miss. Frito-Lay chips, Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizzas, Pepsi and 7-Up products, fresh meat items, Kemp's milk, and so much more. You can also support the BDHS 4-H with caribou drink specials and sweet apple nachos, a treat the whole family will love. It's fun, festive, and it's family-friendly. Don't miss the Fall Fest at the Market at Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 11th. Come for the fun, shop for the savings, and celebrate the season with the Market at Beaver Dam.
It's your anniversary. For years, you've been promising your wife that someday you'd adorn her in rubies and garnets. But it's taking another man to actually do it. What will he do to your marriage? Well, he'll stir your emotions and reignite the passion. In fact, he'll be able to express love for your wife in a way you can't. He's your florist, and he's right down the street at Jean's Beaver Floral. He'll create the most beautiful bouquet of ruby roses and garnet-colored lilies. They'll take your wife's breath away. She'll say you can be quite romantic. Thanks to your florist, at least you won't be a hopeless one. Call Jean's Beaver Floral at 885-3365 and let them create something unique for your next anniversary or special occasion. Jean's Beaver Floral, experts in the art of expression. A member of the Society of American Florists. Jean's Beaver Floral, located at 125 North Spring Street, voted Beaver Dam's number one florist year after year. Visit their website, jeansbeaverfloral.com.
Wayland Academy invites you to campus for their open house on Friday, October 24th, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Tour campus, residence halls, athletic facilities, talk with students, parents, administrators, and faculty as you learn about the admission process and boarding school life. Attend sample classes, enjoy dinner with current Wayland students and parents. Discover what makes Wayland the heart of the heartland during open house Friday, October 24th. Learn more at wayland.org/open-house or call 920-356-2120.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashensky with Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio. Thank you, as always, Kale, for what you do. And a little bit more somber as we talk about the Milwaukee Brewers today. Did get a loss.
Yeah, you know, took the L yesterday. Those things happen. Came close, though. I mean, kept things interesting till the, you know, pretty much to the very end.
Yeah, then now you go back-to-back. I kind of like the idea of getting to get that bad taste out of your mouth the day after, and we don't have to stew on this. So we do at least get Brewers baseball. What, tonight at 8:08, what coverage would be starting right here on 95.3 WBEV at, what, 7:30, I believe?
7:30 tonight our coverage begins here on WBEV. So yeah, it was an interesting lineup yesterday for Pat Murphy, but yeah, looking forward to game four tonight. Again, 8:08 first pitch. You know, we'll save our complaints for MLB on the Brewers scheduling here till the end of the season, but you know, it is what it is.
Strongly worded tonight. Letter will be going though.
What's that?
A strongly worded letter will be going later on.
Yes, very strongly worded letter. So yeah, looking forward to again, like, they kept it interesting yesterday. You know, I missed the very beginning, and then I turned it on and went, oh, 4-1. All right. Well, so maybe this is the one we lose in Chicago. Okay, you know, and then all of a sudden it was 4-2. All right, you know, maybe we're back in this thing. And then it was 4-3, and I thought, all right, this is the Brewers baseball team we're remembering is in existence this season. And then that eighth inning, man. Ugh, bases loaded for Jake Bowers. Just couldn't get her done, but it was close. Kept it interesting.
I mean, it did. I will say this, though. You can only play with the devil so many times in the first inning. You can't give up four runs and just expect to just rally. I think that you're going to see a little bit faster of a start tonight, at least a little bit better. I can't wait to see who actually goes on the mound. I was a little thrown off by Quintana being in relief so early, Quinn Priester not looking like Quinn Priester. But this is why you win those first two games in Milwaukee, Kale.
Exactly. This
you bought yourself a little what, grace.
Puts you in good position, gives you a little wiggle room, so all is good. So game four tonight, 7:30 for the pregame coverage here on 95.3 WBEV. And then tomorrow it's homecoming, Wally.
It sure is. Make sure you come along. Tim Ladron, Wade Bates, myself, we'll be on the call. Port Washington's coming to town. Beaver Dam very much alive. 3-0 at this point in conference play. Looking for back-to-back after not winning a conference title since 1983 before last year. Keep that dream alive with the win tomorrow. So let's get out there. We'll be getting going probably right around 6:40 on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Make sure you're there for that. And I'm looking forward to that already. Only about 32 hours away. Woo! That's going to do it for us here today on Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.